40. The Internet. Exercise 2.
The Internet is not what's important. I think that if you can find anything, anything at all that you want to, I think it's a really useful resource. You need to know where to look for things, and you need to know how to get there. And it's not easy, but once you've acclimatized to it, it's like using a telephone or something like that. It's something that's very simple. Although I've been told by my dad that the phone bill was pretty huge last month and that I should definitely cut down the amount of time I spend on the internet.
Oops.
Oh, I didn't know that. I must be a real individual because I am so technically inept that I still actually have to call Stephen out to help me to log on. It's really pathetic, and I'm the only person I know in this sort of like IT illiterate situation, like my age. But certainly, I mean, I get by without the internet. I mean, obviously, I don't think I'm really missing out on anything without, like, you know, not surfing the web much. But then I'm obviously not surfing the web, so I don't know, you know, perhaps my life would be enriched by the diversity of things available to me there. I used it for revision for my GCSEs, and that was really useful to be able to get online answers. I found that incredibly helpful. But I don't like the fact that, like, there's so few ways to regulate the truth of the information. And that also, you know, you come up with a subject, you might have to trail through hundreds of sites until you find an actually relevant site. And somehow I'd just prefer to go to a library and get a book, you know, that I know, you know, it's been published, it's got some kind of verification that what it's telling me is true.
I think the research is the same. I mean, still, even in a library, you know, you still have to look for what you want. You still don't know if the information is relevant or not. I think the internet is just like a vast library. And if you know how to get the information you want, it can be really useful. But I get your point about how there's so much that you don't really know what to do.
And, of course, there's the chat room situation where you don't know who you're talking to, and there's there's a danger of people going on and saying they're people who they're not. And Georgina, have you got experience in a chat room?
I have, and you have to be careful, it's true to say, but I wouldn't, I mean, get unduly worried about it. Obviously, there have been some awful occurrences where people have actually met up with someone they've been speaking to over chat room, and it's been, you know, they've actually been violence and that sort of thing. But generally speaking, people do lie, but I've lied. I've said I'm older than I am, I look different to I am, and sometimes that's half the fun. And if you don't take it any further than that, really, it's quite fun. It's kind of escapism. It's just being someone else and learning about, I mean, I'll speak to people from the Far East and stuff, and it's just learning about different cultures in a way. And so obviously, I mean, if you take it a bit further, like anything, it's then that's when it gets worrying.
In fact, they might not have been from the Far East at all.
Oh, well, a good point. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, yeah, you suddenly have to question. You do have to question everything. But, you know, as long as you apply some, you keep in your mind, yeah, if you keep that in your mind with the internet, then you should be fine.